91X News.
It's 3 degrees and cloudy. I'm Sam Norman with 91X News. While many people might be worried about last-minute Christmas shopping or what to get that special person, the Christmas sharing program in Belleville has a different issue altogether.
Joan L. Sasser runs the registration and takes donations this year for the Christmas sharing program in Belleville. She says the program is still lacking funds for their Christmas baskets.
Donations have just been a little slow this year, and it could be the economy this year.
Whatever the reason, Christmas sharing program still needs $18,000 in order to meet the needs of the families in need this year.
We're getting close to, I think, about 1,300 families and individuals.
But Alsasser says she's not worried just yet about making their mark this year.
There's an article going in the paper today, and that usually people rally behind our program, and usually we make out all right.
James Bowler, 91X News, Belleville.
The Honduran Congress has passed bills allowing authorities to wiretap the telephone conversations, emails, and bank accounts of suspected criminals. The bills also allow for temporarily banning motorcycles from carrying passengers. The two initiatives are aimed at stemming a wave of drug violence and organized crime that has plagued the Central American nation. The lawmakers passed the measures Thursday, just after a radio news host and a former advisor to the government were fatally shot. They were shot by gunmen on motorcycles, presumably by shooters who were riding as passengers. The passenger ban is for 6 months. President Porfirio Lobo is expected to sign both bills into law. Police say a raid on a North End Toronto apartment uncovered a weapons cache that included a fully functional grenade launcher. In addition to the grenade launcher, officers also seized a replica AK-47 assault rifle and a large quantity of ammunition. Police say the investigation is ongoing and no arrests have been made. Occupy Calgary protesters have packed up their tents and ended a two-month occupation of a downtown plaza.
Occupy Calgary came in with a roar and left with a whimper, packing up tents and belongings into the back of a truck early this morning in advance of a court-imposed eviction notice. Spokesman Tavis Ford only had this to say.
We've released a statement. We've been silenced.
All that remains are some protest signs and a large metal structure that the group hopes will remain a permanent addition to the park. Bill Graveland, The Canadian Press. Calgary.
Ottawa police aren't saying if they're investigating a serial killer preying on women working in the sex trade, but Chief Vern White has issued a safety warning to women, saying police have found a pattern in unsolved homicides. He won't say how many homicides have been linked, but what the pattern is or how far back the pattern goes. That's 91X News to 301. Here's Tim Baer with sports.
Two Canadian communications rivals are teaming up for a change. Rogers and Bell are combining to buy a 75% share of Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment worth $1.32 billion. MLSE owns the Toronto Maple Leafs, Raptors, Toronto FC, the AHL's Marlies, and the Air Canada Center. The share was bought from the Ontario Teachers' Pension Plan. Rogers already owns the Blue Jays, the Rogers Center, and broadcaster Sportsnet. Bell also owns a minority of the Montreal Canadiens. Former Toronto Maple Leafs defenseman Thomas Caberle is now a member of their longtime rivals. The veteran rearguard was traded to the Montreal Canadiens from the Carolina Hurricanes for fellow Czech blue liner Yaroslav Spacek today. Caberle spent 12 years on the Leafs blue line before he was dealt on last year's trade deadline to the Boston Bruins. He then signed a three-year, $4.25 million a year contract with the Canes this offseason. Spacek also carries a hefty price tag, but only has 1 year left on his $3.83 million a year contract. Caberle has 9 assists and is a minus 12 this season, while Spacek has 3 assists in 12 games. The Toronto Raptors and the other 29 NBA teams are officially back on the court. The teams open training camps today to prepare for the 66-game season that tips off on Christmas Day. The Raptors were without Jonas Valančiūnas, their first-round pick from this year's draft, who will spend the year in his native Lithuania. The season was shortened from the regular 82 games after the 149-day lockout. That's sports. Here's Sam Norman with 91X Weather.
91X Weather. Today, periods of snow ending late this afternoon, then cloudy with a 30% chance of snow. Wind becoming southwest, 20 kilometers an hour early in the afternoon, and a temperature steady near plus 1. Tonight, cloudy, 30% chance of snow early in the evening, becoming partly cloudy late in the evening. Wind southwest, 20 kilometers an hour, becoming light early in the evening, and a low of minus 4. Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud, wind becoming west, 20 kilometers an hour in the morning, and a high of 0. Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud, low of -2, and a high of +2. It's 3 degrees with light showers. I'm Sam Normand with Tim Baer. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.